All right. Well, while there's a little bit of creative ennui entropy going on here, we will readjust what it is about each other that we like and eliminate all of that, which ultimately isn't going to do us any good to worry about it anyways. So just sit back, have a Chianti, open a ball of mozzarella. This is the Italian radio program. I'm going to play a lot of Rosemary Clooney. Hey, open a Chianti and a ball of mozzarella. This is the Italian radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really great to have you here. And you know what? It's always great when Diane Cluck comes to town. It's not funny. It's not joyous. It's not deafening. You're going to hear it inside your heart. It's going to hurt so bad you won't even believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, take your seats. All cigarettes must be extinguished before the show. Or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, Diane Cluck and Isabel Castelvi.
Website only says that for you go to John Joe Books and Records and it says we have records, come get them or something. It's about the only info.
Born poor. not? Okay.
I think we're getting like a weird
mix. We're getting a weird mix.
So you just keep letting us
know. So what you just heard there, was it, there was anybody shouting at you? This or this or that?
Still loud?
So surprising.
Thanks.
Such a different world here. Okay, we're gonna trust y'all. Here we go.
I'm like, that's great.
Well, I'm broadcast as you
know.
Spends out its day and then its content will reform till it breaks again. Everything spends out its day and then its content will reform till it breaks again. Well, it's just been newly put to chords and music, but it was something I wrote about meeting a friend on the street about 10 years ago, and it's called Love Letter Launches. Corpses full of ovum and coffins full of semen, infant possibilities that never came to breathing, to briefing this debriefing in which my mind was steeping, a walk and I was sleeping, a really dark and deep thing, and you happened on me street side on this downside of amazing, in a weak phase of the for me, a car, me on your upswing. So swung into the arms of you, shot put at your shoulder. You hold her, she's not heavy, just a gently worn out sister. And your love letter launches me into the day from which I had been holding back. I had been holding back. recording this for this little radio thing tonight, so I have to fill in all this space while I'm drinking water. It seems like... I don't think it's dead air time. I don't know. Feel free to crack jokes or something. So, I've written a couple of songs for my grandmas, and this is one of them. I've been doing the song project for the past year and a little more than that. And I was calling it Song of the Week, and it's actually more like a Song of the Month project. And what I've been doing is writing new songs from home. It's letting me sort of stay at home and be a songwriter, which is a great pleasure for me. And people subscribe to the project, and then I send them these songs. And this is the first song from the project. It's called Heart Loose.
Spilling out, weeping quickly as a blister. Hey, I'm here, y'all. teed roses bend to sniff at my ankles. Pink and red roses lying in the path, the flagstone path that leads to nowhere. To nowhere decided for now. And the dog runs up with a heart in its mouth, deposited pulsing at my feet, blood still ushering from its vows. It shudders and gives up one last beat, shudders and gives up one last beat. Oh, who am I to get this gift? The giver bounding off in retreat. A dog runs up with a heart in its mouth and drops it bloody at my feet. Roses pester at my ankles. A heart lies bloody at my feet.
This is a song I wrote about living in a little town in Georgia. People say she's far too witchy, growing a bean vine, stringing a clothesline. Wonder who she, go have a look-see, somewhere behind our sunshine. Oh, oh, oh. She grows mad hair, no man goes there. Well, I saw one girl, he didn't come back though. She don't need them, maybe she eat them. What's with these folks? Got the angel code. She gonna get you bitter on her right side. Her kind of no good. I've seen her dancing under big dark skies when there's ripe moon. She wails her tune. I've seen her sweeping with her riding broom. People say she's far too witchy, knobby knees and hanky sneezes. Wonder who she, go have a look-see, talking to trees and sniffing at freezes. Got no phone, she lives alone. Rich and crazy, or poor and lazy. She's kicking a stone, she's kicking a bone. What's with her, y'all? Stick in my car. She got no car, that witch fly far. She takes the bus, don't make a fuss. She's a renter, I wonder who sent her. It wasn't me, no, she's doing no harm, no. Wonder who she, go have a look-see. People say she's far too witchy. I wonder who is she. I wonder who is she. Thanks, Dan. Are you in here?
Yay!
This is the third store, the third incarnation of John Doe that I've been to. It's always been a pleasure. I opened the back door to use the bathroom, and I came and I heard wheat-free grape tea.
Yeah.
Wheat-free grape tea. And a rendition of Norwegian Wood, I think.
Hey, it's 9:30, and you are now live FM stereo wide green in Columbia Counties. This is the Battlefield Earth Program. My name is Dan. We are broadcasting from the dungeon of the John Doe Record and Book and Cassette Emporium. We've had a lovely evening of music and some more music ahead. We'll be playing live with Diane Cluck, and there will be all sorts of surprises. Disco dance party, limbo bar contest, coconut pie eating, and bongo rock. In that order, till midnight on the Battlefield Earth program. Now, back to you, Diane.
Yeah, it's like a wood floor, right?
I know.
That's a linoleum.
Well, I
like not be lazy. This like I'm just gonna
do that.
Yeah.
Like, I could reinforce you, but
this is like the reasonable thing.
That next draft.
There's like a thing they make for this. You know. I could just use it. I don't know why I just like it. It works great.
This song is kind of inspired by my other grandmother who lives in Pennsylvania. She's 92. And this is her song for everybody that has friends or family, people they want to see more often than they do because those people live far away. Due to the miracles of bizarrely deflated travel expenses, etc. All right. It's called Roma. I love her so much, I can't believe I hardly ever see her. It doesn't seem right, she's always right there by the phone, the kind that's connected to her home. How we move from the families, pulling roots and digging new seeds, when each tree's a world could be known, why leave before they're even grown? I long to settle, I'm feeling tired, I don't own here, I'm a renter. I go where the work is, where my friends are, where my dog's at, they're howling in the car. You think it's easier in the new place, warm weather and more space. Between you and those you love, your push-off gets the feeling like a shove. Cause when they fall sick or you feel down, so many hours between each town, and help's to be found everywhere, but it takes time to weave a net with care. Yeah, I wanna settle, I'm feeling wired, still I roam here left in my center, though I know what my work is, who my friends are. Stalk through the bedrock, but where my dog's at? Where my dog's at? Where are my dogs? They're howling in the car.
So good.
Summer isn't over yet. We make a little gang of three. grape in every mouth. So kissing leaves a bloody stain, burning August in the brain, red August. It's hottest. The pale blue chicories all gone with the rain, red August. It's hottest. Came and blasted the grass that grew so fast. By me now. you so much for coming out and listening tonight. I hope it's can feel pretty comfy. Yep. Do what you do, I don't mind. I'm not afraid to be kind. I follow through and I find I'm not afraid to be kind. Do what you do, you are you. Though if you're scared, be prepared that here that fear won't be shared. One must be brave to unwind, and I am not afraid to be kind. Do I know? Yes, I do. How pain follows you when you won't give in to gentler ways shown to you. Swing like a door, really wide past yourself. Flow outside what frames you hanged in your mind that kept you safe for a time, yet so afraid to be kind. So do what you do, I don't mind. I'm not afraid to be kind. I follow through and I find I'm not afraid to be kind. Do what you do, you are you. Though if you're scared, be prepared that here that fear won't be shared. One must be brave to unwind. This dull place will be shined, unafraid to be kind. Of a new kind, oh. Hi, I've been away. I worked hard to lay off three guards of mine now. I've been away, I've worked hard to lay off. It's nice to come back to Hudson. I think this is maybe the fourth or fifth show that I played here. But we just finished a two-week tour of New England, and that was the first time I played in most of those places. We played 12 shows, starting in New Haven. We went all the way up to Lewiston, Maine, and then kind of down to Western Mass. And we're going to be playing in Brooklyn in a couple of days at a Loft show. If anyone's interested in that, you can sign my mailing list. I'll send out messages about future shows in this area. And if you want to know about the show in Brooklyn, you can go to my website. It's just my name, DianeClock.info. Isabel, you've got a CD coming out with your band, or you just released a CD, your first CD with the Bell Cycle, her band. They're going to be playing up in Hudson on what day? July
19th.
July 19th at the Spotty Dog.
Maybe 8, maybe 9. There's a flyer actually on their door. It looks like potting soil and pine trees and crushed up flowers. Because that's what it was all in my living room. But it says the Bell Cycle and Katie Mullins. The time is probably on.
There's going to be a craft fair the next day, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
going to
be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Rehearsal in New York.
This is a newer song. It's sort of country song, I think. As I lay bathing in the blazing mountain heat, no, there was nothing between the sun and me except a shadow of an incidental bird who kept on circling to ensure I wasn't hurt. It hung in the sky. Shaping pale relief now, I am believing in the power of allowing and receiving. Shining, I am believing in the power. She says, bring me some water. I say, okay, Miss Scarlet. She looks disappointed when I give her a glass. She thought I would bring her the ocean, I guess. And the three lonely things poking up from the water are her nipples and her nose as she floats on her back. And the sand is deserted, except for me standing. I stand as the landmark to keep her on track so the ocean won't pull her away. I'm guarding our bag since I really can't swim, and I don't want to learn, though she does try to teach. But thieves who scope tourists at night in the city in daytime will probably hang at this beach. You never know in Monte Carlo. From noon until evening, her skin changes color from paler than to a sun-punished red. So I expect havoc tonight around bedtime. She'll want me to blow on her blisters in bed. That's the sun in Monte Carlo. The keeper of the lighthouse is sleeping. So we creep upstairs to play with his beam, making ships stray from their courses intended by highlighting rocks and the shallows between them. And the smashing of hulls in the night seem to have no consequence at all, like the action in dreams. In the morning, gulls pick over jetsam and junk, over flotsam, but feeling no guilt for their screams, while we spend three quarters of our time apologizing for the quarter of the time that we're thoughtless and mean, just for fun in Monte Carlo. We go to the cliffs where the men cruise each other. Their cars come and go like the change of the tide. Where Grace Kelly swam her last swim on the planet, when Grace Kelly's roadster flipped over the side of the guardrail. One guy looked so nervous, standing alone, my friend saw him shaking. Started to laugh. I said, wouldn't you be nervous if you knew in 10 minutes you'd have the surf at your feet and some stranger up your back giving you his best Monte Carlo? 10 minute double ringed halo. You know, the most breathtaking sight I'd seen in a while was the sight of Frenchmen under the stars. We watched them dancing like mermen on fire till cops came and chased them away in their cars. We watched them run in Monte Carlo. We watched them and we laid low. My girl is as red as a rare hothouse flower. Her skin is so burned that she's giving off heat. And my girl is as tired as nobody's business. But sea air makes sleeping incredibly sweet. Two more nights in Monte Carlo. And her burn will be a tan. Sleep, she just said so. so I turn up the fan. Listening. We're going to play one more song. We have a CD that we recorded last fall that has a lot of these newer songs that we're playing tonight. It's called Fall Tour Songs. And it's kind of, in some ways, a demo for a newer album that I just finished recording. It's called Bone Set and should be coming out later this year. We have t-shirts and things, and I'll stay around and say hi.
Bye. She